in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says, it's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo! And we're going live. Hope everybody's well. Happy New Year. And well, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Hey everybody, happy, happy New Year. I pray that you were safe last night with whatever you did. I hope you had a good time. I hope that 2021 did not destroy you, did not bring you all away. Even if it did, just know that today is a new day. It's a new year. Anything that you want to accomplish this year, just put it in your mind that it's a possibility and work towards it. Do the next right thing and it'll happen. That's just the way of the world. That's just how it is. So I was up a lot later last night than I have been in forevery. And so I'm just a little bit sleepy. But I had a great time with great people, and that is that. Yeah. So what I want to do is maybe until Resi comes through, because I sent her the link to come through a little late because I'm just sleepy, I will play some music and maybe even a rapid fire or two up until the point that she comes through. So let's see what we got here. Let's go back and look at some of my favorite rapid fire segments. Here's Rahsaan Patterson.
Family.
Love.
Children.
Truth.
Melody.
A gift.
Community.
Mandatory.
Black women.
God.
Black men.
God.
Love.
God.
Visionary.
Alien.
Sex.
Heat.
Okay. You're up next, Javon.
No, you have to give him one more. You can't do nine.
Oh, that was nine? Okay. All right.
You have to make it even.
Okay. My tenth one. Luther Vandross.
A gift.
See that, see how perfect that 10th one was?
Yeah.
Perfect. For some reason, my tongue is just not working. Words are not coming out of my mouth properly. Forgive me. I'm articulate. You're quite goofy, but it's just not working for me tonight. So, personality.
Fire.
Authenticity.
Needed.
Recreation.
A must.
Truth.
Honor.
God.
Black people.
Chakra Khan.
God.
That's all I got for you. I have a request. Can you make your drop lyrical? Like, can you, like, kind of sing it a little bit?
Did you hit him with that voice, though?
What, which one?
Spooky voice. Wait a minute.
But, you know, look, it's Tim.
This is Rasan, and you're listening to WBJR. Fuck. I fucked it up. It's WJBR, right?
Yes.
WJBR. Okay. This is Rasan, and you're listening to WJBR. Internet radio.
Nice. Thank you.
What a do. I'm telling you, I'm only up and out of my bed because of you. I swear to all goodness on this earth. Happy New Year.
Well, I had to tell you, Happy New Year, pumpkin.
Happy fucking New Year.
I'm excited. I'm going to remain excited if it kills me this year, because there's so much shit going on, and I'm just happy to slide the proverbial broom over 2021.
Yes, and hi, good morning, Missy. You're right. It's not anyone's birthday that I know. It's fucking Happy New Year is what I meant to. So,
I got a few of those.
Happy birthday. I say happy birthday.
Let me just say that in my house at 3:30 a.m.
Wait a minute. Pause. You went out?
And you know I don't do that.
What did you do and where did you go?
I just went and barely awake, but I'm here to, you know, you and me both, Misty, you and me both. I winging it like a motherfucker. Like, am I really up? Is did I do that? I just went to some friend's house. We chilled. We hung out. Had a great, great evening, obviously, because my ass didn't leave until the crack of dawn. And I haven't done anything like that in. Yeah, exactly. Rezzy's all awake, which is indicative of her getting a little rest.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Well, because I told you my mornings start very early, and then I'm in bed like by 12. But not 12. Usually I'm in bed, get in bed by like 8:30, 9-ish. But.
And I'm usually in bed by 10 o'clock, the latest. I couldn't believe what it's almost like when I walked in the house and saw that it was 3:30 in the morning, my soul jumped out of my body, looked at me and said, are you fucking crazy? You know better than this shit. Get to bed.
But did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You created moments.
Mm-hmm.
I said moments. I was home. I got home just in time to take a shower, and the house was all smelling nice and clean. and Mo was upstairs knitting in her usual posture. And, you know, we said a Happy New Year two-step, and then, you know, listened to all the fireworks that we could hear.
Yeah,
you know,
how about that?
Crazy. And the kids outside playing, talking about Happy New Year. Happy New Year! You heard the kids outside playing because it was so nice last night. And, you know, temperature-wise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I went on to sleep, you know. That was it. That was it for the kids.
I feel you. Happy New Year, Tiffany. And, yes, Misty. Whatever. All of that. Just saying. So, yeah.
Damn senior citizen.
You were supposed to plan ahead. You know what?
I couldn't. I spent the day rolling around in dust balls and trying to get things together. So that's where my day was. Sage and I were in there busting it back. Boy, it was crazy. I love him.
Yeah.
I love, love, love him. He's an official imprint in my heart. But he got just as dirty and gleeful as I was yesterday. So we were over there laughing and cleaning.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Can't do it. But you know something? I have a theory. I had a great conversation yesterday
mm-hmm.
with a dear friend who, of course, in between my breaks, had me doing some research based on our conversation. I love those conversations. And I love the conversations I have with you because two things happened. You know, I looked up that gerrymandering shit, right?
But it's really gerrymandering. I don't know. I've always pronounced it gerrymandering. Maybe it's
Gary. So has half the free world. But it is, in fact, Gary.
Okay.
Right? But I looked it up because how dare you? How dare you? How dare you? Right?
Wasn't that a fucking annoying... Okay.
He was a troll, and he was waiting for his entrance. He was a troll on the side of the wall. We opened the window, and he came in.
He was a good one because he really engaged me. I can only speak for me. Initially, I was thinking this is a good guy, and, you know, it's nice that he called. I'm just, you know what, and I was relaying the story before you talk about what you researched. I was relaying the story of what happened to a friend, and... When I was relaying it, of course, I was still annoyed. I was like, fucking... No, because, you know, I hold on to shit. I'm Scorpio. We don't. It's really a chore to let shit go. And I can do it, and it's over. But I was really still annoyed when I was talking about it. And she said, well, congratulations. Here we go, troll number two. I said, what do you mean, congratulations? She said...
Initiation.
Your show has reached beyond your regular listeners. Your show has expanded into the other side. She said, so you're going to get trolls, but you're going to get people who may listen and learn something before they have the opportunity to troll. But regardless... You have reached a new audience.
She's right.
So that I found interesting.
I told you, you know, yeah, actually, that's true. You know what's funny about that, too? I remember something similar when, you know, you have a new case manager on the job, and they go out, and, you know, they get their caseload, and they, you know, they read the charts. You know, so they think they're armed and ready.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all know in the business that the charts are only as good as the former case manager's notes to be.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So you really have to go in and get the premise and go in and establish. Don't take anything for being fact in the chart except for things like medicals and, you know, things like that. Right. But, you know, all notes are subjective. So the case managers will come back sometimes and they get their, you know, sometimes you get a cantankerous client or whatever. Client cursed me out. Da, 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 da. So I'll go.
That happens.
So I'll go, well, welcome. welcome. You've been initiated. Privilege. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with this. Well, no one's asking you to deal with it. That's the problem. You just have to service the client.
Mm-hmm.
Find a way in. So I don't know what your theme to finding a way in sounds like in your head. Mine sounds like. But I mean, create your theme music and find a way in.
That's right.
You know,
every superhero has to have theme music.
Everyone, what's your theme music, Silky? Love, happiness, and shenanigans.
I love you, Pop.
Chulo, my hula.
Matter of fact, I had a whole day. Yesterday I had lunch. I was just thinking, and Pop, your name came up. You came up at lunch. Our dear friend, Dr. Simone, was at lunch with me. And it's early here in my head, too. It ain't really early, but it's early in my head. But everything that was said, she went left. And we... I was like, okay, I can't even talk to you. I was like, it's like talking to the female version of Pop.
Well, wait, the Scorpio shouldn't be too far behind that. Let you tell it.
No, but you know, I wasn't in mixed company, but I try to behave myself sometimes, like when Cheryl's around.
That's not behave yourself. That's something else. That's you know better.
But Simone has no chill. No chill. She be trying, but don't last but for the one sentence. Not even a second, a sentence, okay?
Is she married?
Mm-hmm.
That's even better.
And?
I'm just saying that's even better, you know.
So let me just give you an example. So someone at the table, because we were celebrating something, somebody started coughing. Yes, you do. You do, but Simone don't have one. But anyway, somebody coughed. I said, no choking allowed. No choking allowed. Choking and coughing at one point was cute and sexy, but these days it is not allowed. So that was the innuendo joke, okay? Either you get it or you don't. That's it. Leave it there, right? This one. Well, choking is very, very, it is always in and will always be the thing to do. Let me tell you, I am a choker. And I'm... I was trying to find the chill button. I just couldn't. If during conversation you got me going like that, then okay, you win hands down. Because you know, my stuff is you know like innuendo and chill, sort of.
You said innuendo and chill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you were gonna say something. You said you did some research. I'm sorry. Went left
because we had a conversation about so many things. But you know, you have those friends that you don't speak to all the time. But when you do it, the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And she shared that she is recovering from COVID. Right.
Oh, God bless her.
Mm-hmm. Sharing with me what that was like And also, the tidbit that I know about her is that she was isolating most of the year. She hadn't gone out, you know, because she has an upper respiratory condition. So she hadn't caught it. It hadn't caught her. She was fine. And she had a friend who was vaccinated and had her booster recently. So she thought she was safe to come over. Now, came over, and again, the friend never went anywhere. It doesn't go out. She may be worse than you.
Mm.
You know, is retired, so she's, you know. And she caught COVID. She said, I don't go anywhere. How did I get this? So she said, it was easy to track because I'd only been around one person. So I was like, okay. And she said, and I encouraged her to go get tested again, you know, because she started having really compound symptoms that were, you know, like just, you know, for 2 days, she said she was like very, you know, in the thick of it. So I said, you know, she had a booster, huh? Interesting. Now, this is the second. No, I'm sorry. This is the third person that I've spoken to about those boosters. And I had a question in my head about whether or not they have either a small portion of live virus in those boosters,
mm-hmm.
which would mean if you which is the natural way that vaccines go. Mm-hmm. You know, you put a little in, your body gets, you know, develops a resistance, it does yada, 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 you know. So I said to myself, you know, y'all are running around here, and, this, and the opinions of Therese do not necessarily reflect, well, do not reflect the opinions of WJBR Internet Radio Station and its affiliates. Let me say that first.
Mm.
But I'm saying to myself now, and this was a great, you know, I'll say case for lack of a better word, because I know this chick don't go nowhere.
All right, so let's just say it just sounds like she caught it from the friend that had the three shots.
Right. The live vaccine in her system that was developing, helping to develop her immunity. But it is a live vaccine in your system that is making you COVID positive. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The booster shot is making you COVID positive. We are in cold and flu season. Yes, the common cold still does exist. But the spike in the numbers pushed right after these boosters. Now, I got something I'm going to send you. Because I see your fingers going.
No, it's my sister. She.
Okay.
Whenever she hits me up, I got to look because she, you know.
Okay.
Make sure she's good.
I went looking and I saw, because I said, okay, well, is it live? So then I saw something went from Cedar Sinai Medical Center, right? Online. And I looked and I was like, aha, it is. So now folks are getting the boosters with the understanding that this is to help you protect. But please understand that in these booster shots, some of them have live vaccine. I mean, sorry, live virus in it to help you develop the immunity, hence making you COVID positive. Okay. And then you're spreading it to other folk. In your wellness, they should tell you get the boosters and quarantine for 10 days.
That makes sense, what you just said. That makes sense, especially if your theory is right, then absolutely if you get the booster, you need to quarantine. But you know what's even worse than that, Rez?
What's that?
When people are testing positive and they're sick with it, they end up, now the CDC is telling them, if they're nurses and whatever, that they have to go back to work within 5 days. And
yeah, they cut the time.
There
mm-hmm.
is, there, I mean, and they're doing that because of staff shortages and stuff, or alleged staff shortages. I can't swear to any of that. But I would imagine that people are quitting and able or wanting to work. People have families that they care, you know. And then you're going to send them back while they're still actively ill with the virus or still they're still testing positive? No, you don't do that because then, you know, you're exposing people who are at the hospital maybe for other things to the virus. Like one of our dear friends and listeners here has had a mother-in-law who was in the hospital for some other kind of procedure, was vaccinated. The mother-in-law tested positive, unfortunately passed it on to her daughter, who passed it on to her husband, and all three of them were vaccinated. But having the vaccine does not preclude you from catching the virus and spreading the virus. So let's be clear about that. Everybody needs to understand that. Like, oh, I got the virus, I got the vaccine, so I can go around my friend who is immunocompromised or you know, whatever. No, we still, it doesn't matter. That's why, you know, that's whatever. Anyway, out of those three, one of them passed, you know. And the virus was picked up at the hospital.
Yeah, so, those emergency waiting rooms, you couldn't get me in one of them if you tried.
And that's the thing. So, you know, everybody, I think the message here is just be safe and be smart. And you know, if that's true, I see you sent me the link. I'll look at it later. I'm too tired to be smart.
Yeah. No.
I can't really be smart right now like I usually am. I'm too sleepy. Hey, Queen, how you doing, hon?
Hey.
Why they keep with this? What? Stop that. Stop. Because you're just making me block you. Gee, just stop that. You know what that shit is. I don't want it. I don't need it.
Wash your hands. Bust down your surfaces, those doorknobs. You just get your little bottle of spray right in the foyer. Mm. You walk in my door. There's a spray. There's a can of disinfectant. Just spray the shit down on a regular. Bop, bop, bop. Bop, 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 bop.
That's right. And be like my grandmother. Somebody come in your house, just spray them with a can of Lysol. The entire fucking can.
Is that what she does?
You go knock on her door and find her. Hi, it's me, Therese. Hey, baby. So good to see you. Hold on. Take them shoes off. Let me get your feet.
Wait a minute. What's going on here in this chat? Choking, rope burns, hot candle wax.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pop. he put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. It's fair game.
Fair game.
Now, if you meant rules to do that as a private comment.
Oh well.
And it was still a lot of information. I ain't gonna say it was too much, but it was a lot of information. Here for the world to see.
Fun time, boy.
Yep. He's in Vegas. Oh. All right. That makes sense.
But
Sage is like, wait, it's Saturday? Yes, Sagey, it's Saturday.
Sagey, wagey, it's Saturday, yes.
Oh, my.
Happy New Year. I left you a text message, Sagey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And this and 2021 couldn't get out of here without taking another one of our legends out the door.
Oh, Miss Betty White.
Rest in peace, Miss Betty White. Yes, she almost made 100, man. She was our last golden girl, man.
This is true. This is true. Now, you know what? Your friend and mine, our friend, but I think you've known her for a lot longer, I come to find out.
Who's this?
Weta Washington.
Weta, yeah.
She sent a message to the Instagram page of this show, and I think she thought she was sending it to you, maybe.
Okay.
And the message is Miss Betty White and Black folks, and I had to laugh because you would think we lost our grandma. I put a post up. She was endeared.
Betty White was a soldier. You kidding me?
But she was also, and people don't know this, she was an advocate for Black actors and actresses back when that was not the popular thing to do or to be. And I think it may have stunted her own acceleration in the field at one point back in the day, way.
Well, she was known to speak her mind.
No, you didn't give it to me yet, Seiji. We haven't met yet. Seiji, we have to get a face-to-face. And then, because I want to see you and hug you and love on you when you give that to me. And even if you don't give that to me, even if we just meet, but I would like to get it that day that we meet face-to-face, if that's okay with you. Because you're too special. I love you, and I've never even laid hands on you. Oh, I'm another stuff. Okay. Got to get a Honda. But, yeah. Yes, got her show taken off the air for putting, you know, they said, oh, you got to get that Black person off or else. And she gave the Black person more time on her show.
Yeah, Betty was a soldier. She was definitely a soldier. She was our beloved golden girl. I know my friend Mark was in devastation of a nightmare because he has Betty White T-shirt. He loves Betty White. Okay. I mean, as we all do, you know, and just, you know. Like I said, she was one of our treasures. And,
yes, this is right, Kimberly. Yeah,
I heard Betty White had a Black entertainer on the show in the 50s, and they had to, yep.
Let me put the number up to call, dare I?
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch.
If anybody wants to call in and give New Year's Day shout out. Do you want to talk about your resolution if you have one? If people
want to sing the theme song to Golden Girls?
Yes, thank you for being a friend. If you want to sing your own song, Sue Ann Nivens on Mary Tyler Moore. That's right, I remember that. She was a great actress, and she was a scene stealer. And you know what's funny? She said that B. Arthur didn't like her. And she said, I never knew why. And well, she would steal scenes. She's just, you know, like maybe not intentionally, but she...
B. Arthur had a bit of an ego, I heard.
Yeah, so, you know, you...
Lord, you know.
Yes, you can't be... And, well, I really think the actress that played Sophia really got the best lines.
Estelle Getty.
I remember at that time when it was on, I was in a different relationship and I was co-raising a little boy who now is a grown-ass man, which is wonderful. But he used to watch the show and he would crack up. He was about maybe 9 or 10 years old at the time, and he would say, every time that old lady opens her mouth, she says something funny. And he would just giggle. You know, I mean, it's just amazing how fascinating humor is and how, you know, you don't have to, if it's really good, if comedy is really good, it's not only for the adult brain. everybody can find humor in it. It's almost like cartoons. You can watch a cartoon, and there could be it's made for children, but it definitely has adult undertones. So adults have a different level of appreciation. And I think the Golden Girls is very much like that.
Very much so.
Yes, Marla Gibbs. She is ours. She is ours.
Yes. Yes. And when we think of like Marla's done so much in her history, including the star, the Walk of Fame, you know, the star on the Walk of Fame. And, you know, when you think about how Sherman Hemsley and Isabel Sanford have gone on to glory, and Marla is still among us, you know, rocking and rolling, and she looks fabulous, you know. So, yes, shout out to the amazing Marla Gibbs, for those of you who are listening. And St. Olaf does exist. Yes, it does.
Picture it. The year was 2022. Javon and Therese in the basement giving you the best brunch on Saturdays. Thank you for being a friend.
Skyscrapers and everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. The girls writers. Yes, they did.
Yeah. Pop, I think you missed it. The reason why I'm so out of it, I was out until 3:30 this morning, and you know I don't go out at all. So, yeah. Yes, that was Sophia.
Sophia Blanche.
And not Sophia home now. Not that Sophia. Sophia home now, pass me them peas. that was a whole other story, right?
Yes, yes, yes. The classic nonetheless too.
You know, that's what's up.
We got our classic Sophia.
Yes, Pop, you missed the whole in the beginning. I was talking about I dragged, and then I did an update on my Mac, and I thought I lost every creative video thing that I've ever done, because I knew I was sleepy, just in case I was too sleepy to go forward, was I was going to try to do something, put something together visually. And, yeah, senior citizen, I remember you said that, Mr. J, you're right. I should have planned ahead and did like a year in review, but we can do that set Wednesday. We can do, I could see if I could put something together for a year in review. Oh, yeah.
I have to watch Bringing Down the House this weekend. Why is that? Who's in that show, Bringing Down the House?
Yeah, what is that? What is that, Bringing Down the House?
I don't know. But can I ask, did you see Andy Cohen with, what's his name, Gloria Vanderbilt's son,
the one with the white hair.
Yes. Gee whiz. Gloria Vanderbilt's son. His name is...
Not Vanderbilt. His name is...
No.
I can see
Cooper. Cooper's last name.
Yeah, Cooper Anderson.
Anderson Cooper. There we go. Mm. Well, you know how New York notoriously has the ball drop, right? Which is the biggest hypocrisy going right now, because if you want us to not congregate... How the hell do you still have your balls dropping? But that's okay. I digress.
And that was a conversation for last night, but let's go.
Okay. So.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
He has his friend from Bravo TV fame, Andy Cohen. He's responsible for the Basketball Wives and all those franchises, all those franchises. I'm not sure if Basketball Wives is one of them, actually. The one with NeNe, is that Basketball Wives? No, that's Atlanta, all the Peach Girls. Yeah, all the Peach Girls, all the Housewives, not Basketball Wives, Housewives, okay? So he was up there on the platform with Anderson Cooper, And they, you know, of course, this is the transition for the good mayor, Bill de Blasio in New York. So he asked Andy Cohen, did he want to say one last thing before the new year began? And he did. He proceeded to lash fire rings of hell on the adios of Mayor de Blasio.
Really?
Oh my God. It was one of the best and embarrassing moments in TV history. You see Anderson, who's pretty conservative on television, but he's not in his real life, but he's pretty conservative and he's trying to stop him. And Andy is in his Bravo bag, neck going and da-da-da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da and getting it, blah-blah-blah, and you were the worst mayor. I mean, went all the way in. All you saw was Anderson saying, no, stop. Wow. Wow. No, this is how you're going to start the new year? No, no. It was the funniest moment ever. Ever. Because what it showed is that, you know, although I think Andy had a few, I want to see, one, how they handle this situation, you know, because, you know, Andy, and we'll just see. Because I know that if it was Nick Cannon saying something, they handle it different. But we'll see how this gets handled. Or whether or not he's just entitled to his opinion about a bum-ass mayor. And, you know, we can go on from there, you know. Now, you know, we know de Blasio was not a fan favorite in New York. We know that, you know, as a city. We know that he didn't necessarily have the backs of New Yorkers like he should have. And then, you know, and then we also know that he and Cuomo were not bedfellows while he was there. So they did open forum arguing, which is never good to show that you're split in New York, because then you'll have a issue. You're both on the same side of the airplane, but you're a split in your decision making. And that piece, I'm going to invite you to either check it out on Google.
I certainly will.
Yeah, because it was. I was like, ooh, Andy, push back from the eggnog bowl. His mother went in.
That is crazy.
And I was here for all of it. I was mostly here because Anderson Cooper was gagging at the podium. He was like, wait. He went as far as to extend his arms to try to stop him. But Andy found the camera that was on him. All she wrote. And, you know, sometimes folks could have, we know they're friends in real life. And sometimes folks can have a problem with transition. Like, what's good for Bravo may not be good for CBS primetime.
Oh, you know that's right. You know that's right.
But you know what? I guess he said he's going to be him every time he walks in a room. So, hey, you live and die by your own sword. That's it. But I was here for it, and I agree with him. Oh, I've got the link already? Oh, yeah. I didn't see the link. It just says, here's the link. Oh, okay.
If you send it to me somewhere, I'm so sleepy. Send it to me in an email. Maybe I can show it. I don't know.
Ooh.
If you send it to me in an email. Everything has to, if you know, for things to come up, it has to go in the email. If you text it to me, I won't be able to do it.
Yeah, text the link, email the link, Poppy. You know, Javon, with the exception of your bedroom eyes right now, you look like you're up and at 'em, unless you have a shirt like I do on the hanger outside of your door and you throw it on so you can walk around the house.
Well, I'm not going to disrespect them, those who watch.
I'll get it.
Yeah, just email it to me. Thank you. We were talking about a shirt. No, I just grabbed the shirt and undergarment and put it on. Could do the show.
On the back of my bedroom door, we have like these hooks, you know, and I have a couple of go-to staple items in the case I have to run out of the house really fast in an emergency. And also just something to throw on. Sometimes there's t-shirts, sometimes there's a pair of sweats, whatever. It's hilarious. Or sometimes there's this shirt that doesn't have, as you see, wrinkles on the shoulder pads.
Yes. So, Misty, I can answer this question for you because you're like, wait, Rez, so you chill naked when you're not walking around the house?
Yes.
So the answer to that is absolutely. It took the longest for us to get Rez to even appear on video because that meant that she had to put something on. And she used to do the show bucket naked. And it was like... And I'll give you another little tidbit. As soon as the show is over, she strips. How do I know? Why do I know? Why can't I forget that I know this bit of information? And that is your TMI. For 2022. Okay.
But see, that was a mixture of a couple of things because I was because prior to right before that I was on the roof laid out and you know lose little sand and stuff going on. So when I came down because I was afraid that I was going to lose internet connection, I came down to do the show. So afterwards, I had sand in areas. I remember that like it was yesterday. I was
so
like,
so do
oh,
I.
No.
So do I. I remember it like it was yesterday. That was something. That was.
It just brought me to the deepest tickle afterwards. I must have been doubled over for about a good 20 minutes, just laughing off and on. I said, "Poor Javon." I said, "Oh, well.
Don't feel sad for me." I wasn't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, wow, really?
The worst thing is getting sand, little fine sand. And because I'm so neurotic, the little things of sand, if I could see any of them in crevices, it immediately makes me nuts. Like it's just too much. So I'm like wiping, totally forgetting, you know, but hey.
Okay, let me see how I can do this. What I will do... Oh, I know how. Okay. What I will do while I'm trying to prepare it. And, you know, party people, let me just say that I tell my co-host this all the time. If there's something that you might want us to see, even though this is not because she didn't know about the link, so this is not what. You didn't have the link.
No.
Nor did Pop know about this. But... If I have them ahead of time, then it's easier for me to have it prepared. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Don't do that. Have it prepared for the show. Because now I'm doing the Tammy Too Much thing. And, yeah.
Sand crevices.
Was that a hashtag?
No, I was reading. Sand in crevices, yes. It's forever. And if you have locks, that is one of your worst nightmares. Sand. Sand and smoke. Happy New Year, Lisa.
Happy New Year.
It's my version of naked. It's, you know, usually it's just like maybe a thong. Underwear or something or like
thong.
Some boy shorts.
What are we talking about here? What? You're wearing thongs?
It was a question.
Oh, Like, what kind of underwear do you wear? Is that the question?
No, no, no. It was like, are you walking around naked? So technically, that's not naked if you have something on, you know, pair of, you know, boy shorts or whatever you call those, boy drawers, something. But not a whole lot of clothes go on in this house. We literally, we have that in common.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, this one is always half-mast somewhere. Yeah. Although I got a better technique for getting sand out now, but I never wear my hair down in sand or out in sand. Toss it up. Oh. So the word on the street is for 2022 LGBT festival is in Panama. We're all going to Panama, baby. And it should be a blast. Blast, blast, blast. We're going to Panama, and you two are invited to Panama. And I'm hearing that parts of Panama, which I really want to see, it's giving you old world charm and Dubai realness in Panama. And
Dubai
I know
realness.
Yeah, Dubai. I haven't been yet, but I definitely want to go. It's one of my bucket list places. And hotel is right on the beach. And there's a beautiful rainforest there too. So definitely want to get there.
Nice.
So right now there's all kinds of payment plans going on. If you guys want to go over to the LGBTMusicFest.com, check it out, get your people going. Because right now also the flights are stupid. When I by mean stupid, they're very, very, very low. I looked at them just because in the three to early 400s. Booty, booty rocking over here. What?
I know. Mr. J, this is taking a longer time than usual. So maybe we can try something else.
Mr. J says, I'm not naked. I always require a bra. Always at home? That's the first thing that goes, although I don't wear bras these days. But, like, that's the first thing to go. That's weird. Yeah, you know, it's funny because when you have, you know, that first, the first 2000 that was sending everybody home to work, yeah, that's like the video cameras. After a while, there is a major fatigue that comes on, you know, when you have to have several meetings back and forth a day to keep things going, you know, there's this, you know, a lot of folks are off camera, like. I got where around the house bras. You got to wear the house bras? Okay. That makes sense.
All right, let me see if I can.
We cannot let the twins go.
All right, y'all, hold on a second. Let's see. I'm going to try to do something I have not done in the past, so let's see if it works. Try to share my screen. Let's see if I can do that.
Go, Tammy. Go, Tammy. Da-da-da. Certain way you got to hold your mouth when you're sharing things. You see, check Javon. And eyes.
Oh, man, come on. They make that difficult. You got to do a whole bunch of shit to share your screen. Share this.
Oh, man, the first person of 2022 that passed away just popped up on my damn screen.
Who's that?
And that's Mr. Sam Jones, the 10-time champion basketball player for the New York, I mean, for the Celtics, the Celtics, passed away at 88 years old. He is the first breaking news of 2022. Sucks.
Okay. Well, sorry to hear that. Very sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Shout out to his friends and family. Prayers to his family.
Okay, I think I got this. We're all going to have an experiment here.
Yay!
And I'm sorry for the loss. Prayers out to his family and friends. Okay, let's see what we got here. Can y'all see that?
Yep.
Tell us something, Andy.
Watching Mayor de Blasio.
Oh, don't go on a rant.
Do his.
Don't go on a rant.
Victory lap dance.
Don't.
After 4 years of
the
crappy
term
as the mayor of New York. The only thing that Democrats and Republicans can agree on
is
what a horrible mayor he has been.
Wow.
So, sayonara, sucker.
Wow.
2022.
I mean,
it's a new year. Because guess what? I have a feeling
I'm
going to be standing right here next year. And you know who I'm not going to be looking at? Dancing? As the city comes aboard, you.
Tell us something, Andy.
Watching Mayor de Blasio.
Oh, gee.
Mayor de Blasio.
All right. Yay. We got that done. So that's a possibility. It was interesting.
Yes. And if anybody is a customer, and meaning you have a bank account of Santander Bank, Santander Bank, please go check your accounts this morning, because you could be one of the thousands of people who they messed up and gave $175 million to on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, rather. So check.
They messed up and gave?
You have Santander. Did anything happen? Wendy, did you check your account? Did you get any, did they drop you off? Did you get a bonus? Thousands of people got $175 million in some kind of computer glitch they were talking about.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, to have a computer glitch and a quick finger.
It wasn't me.
You're like, what happened? Me no know. Let me check. Okay, yeah.
You go check right now. We'll be here.
Yes, yes.
You can look at us later. Look at that now.
my Zelle is.
Right?
Yes.
Oh,
I did. I thought I lost my money because I couldn't find it when I took my bra off. It was stuck in the tuck. Misty, there's places that you can go for help. Yes, Anderson Cooper thought it was funny too. He was laughing. That's his home. That's his bestie. You know.
Yes.
He's like, you know. Andy can get away with that because Andy's going to go right back over to Bravo where they pay him millions of dollars to sit there and do exactly that thing.
Elisa said, come on, Chase. I like that.
Yes.
I like the way you thinking, girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, they can all do that. Let's all check our bank accounts. Shit.
Okay, no, she didn't win that lottery. Dang, man. Yeah, but they, you know, Banco Santander does not Zelle because of the farm bank. Okay.
See, what they meant to do was give themselves that money. They meant to give themselves that money, okay?
How about that?
They were doing something crookedy.
See?
And
somebody pressing some buttons over there.
But I want to know who was the snitch. Like, who called the bank and said, excuse me, I think think you made a mistake and gave me an extra $175 million.
I don't know.
Who did that?
Ridiculously dumb person. I'm not sure. But I could tell you who it wouldn't have been.
See, because... Can I just have a withdrawal? Can I just withdraw, change my name and, you know, my information and keep it moving?
That's enough to go off the grid for a while.
You know what I'm saying?
Be like, we're going to do this, that, and the other. You can go ahead and do it because what I'm working with,
you know,
I got time. Yeah. They gave it to their in-house people. They're going to split it later. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Exactly.
Would not be surprised. But, you know, these little glitches, which, you know, money is nothing but a series of numbers in a system. Like, the money they're printing out, they can just send money back and forth anyway because it's basically computerized. So it's not, like, costing them anything. That's why I don't understand how things cost for systems you've paid into. And you should all have interest if you're holding a bank account that would cover any kind of fee that you could acquire. But I just think, I digress. I'm not going to go into that hole.
Don't cost you nothing.
Banks just make money coming and going.
You know that's right. Chase ain't playing that shit. They going to get their money back plus interest. Well, you be like, wait a minute, you gave that to me.
But yeah, it's like, hold on, you're talking about you're getting your money back. Bitch ass Chase, that's our money that you've been getting interest on. You done convinced us anyway.
Yep, that my money is your money and I owe you for holding my money. Fuck it, give me my money.
Yeah. Exactly.
The whole shit for me. For me. Okay. Time for the first Black History moment of the year. Well, yeah, okay. Dun, 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 dun. Oop. Nope. Yep. Nope.
Yep.
I'm still sleepy, I think. This is also going to be one of those rare occasions where I'm up moving around and go my ass right back to bed. Yeah. What was I talking about? Oh, Black History moment. Okay, here we go. Okay. That all persons held as slaves within the rebellious states, check out the language, within the rebellious states are henceforward shall be free. Are and henceforward shall be free. All persons held as slaves within the rebellious states are and henceforward shall be free. Were the words of the Emancipation Proclamation issued January 1st, 1863 by President Abraham Lincoln. This was the beginning of the end of the enslavement of African Americans in the boundaries of the United States of America. Ironically, this executive order from President Lincoln freed the enslaved persons living in the states that had rebelled against the Union and not the enslaved persons of states within the Union. See, there's a distinction there. The order enabled ex-slaves, now free men, to legally participate as soldiers for the Union military. The issuance of the Emancipation Proclamation did not end slavery, but was an integral part in the foundation that would build resistance and ultimately shelter from this evil of society. That was just the beginning, and we have not yet seen the end. We have not reached the end of the enslavement of black and brown people. It was January 1st, 1863. The executive order was produced.
Let's call the nuts and the balls.
Speaking of balls, of course, I started a debate last night. Oh, so at some point in the wee hours of the morning.
Nice.
Like, the whole New Year's Eve tradition, at least in New York City, is gender biased because of the dropping of the ball. Why we gotta wait till the ball drops in order to celebrate the New Year?
Well, it's still a part of this man-made construct called time.
Yeah. Father time. The balls drop.
It's just one ball, though.
Sometimes that's just the fate you were dealt.
Okay.
And they gotta live with that. Music break.
Bring me to the rhythm of riches now, systematically given, desperately driven. person. I'm the daughter of a sister, who's the mother of a brother, who's the brother of a mother. Plus one more. Four, four. Have adopted and we do when it respects you. To the mother who's the root of it. It makes us a beat. The M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E. And I'm first because I'm an L-A-V-I-E. Contact and inspect. Solid and solid. Cooling on the scene with my European partner. Laying down track, down track. Waiting for the climax. When I can see it, that's not that. The next man, or the next woman. This doesn't make a difference. Keep the competition coming. And I'm excited. I'm captain in the first. The title of this is silent. It's late.
Get recognized. This is my version of the Nobel Peace Prize. That's why I'm coming out my face like this. Far as negativity, you never get this. If it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is the Buddha Radio.
Y'all know.
Okay, that's all I got.
Do you remember?
So you don't do resolutions anymore?
Nah.
And, oh, what happened to the, okay. Ah! We have a caller. Hello and Happy New Year to you. Where? What is your name and where? From where art thou calling?
Happy New Year to you all. It is Loretta.
Hey, queen. Calling, queen.
Calling to wish you guys the bestest New Year ever. And to say hi. Because I so miss you guys. How
we
are you?
Loretta from Connecticut.
Loretta from Connecticut.
Yes, it is me. It is I. Greetings to all. Blessings to all.
Blessings, blessings. How are you? What did you do for New Year to transition
I did nothing but enjoy my home because that's where it's safe.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, yes.
So I stayed in, had a little dessert, and was on the phone talking to a few friends, and that was it. You know, the safest place to be was under my roof.
Agreed. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're well. You sound good. Your pictures indicate that you're looking good and you're feeling good.
Yeah, fat and happy, but I'm going to work on that this year. I got to get it together.
You know?
Listen, that is not a bad place to be, my dear.
I'm not complaining. Trust me, after what I've gone through, I am not complaining.
Facts.
Amen.
Oh, amen, amen.
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 So do you have any resolutions for the new year or any goals you want to share?
So I don't have any resolutions because I don't make them. I don't keep up with them. So I'm just going to say that this year I am hoping to become more financially stable. I am hoping to remain healthy, and that includes cancer-free because I need to put it out there in the atmosphere because we don't want any repeats. And I just, you know, wish my family good health, good wealth, and a great year. And that's my family by blood and my family that's not by blood. So, you know, I just want us all to thrive. And prosper, and to just stay healthy, stay happy, you know, stay encouraged.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Are you familiar with the fruit soursop?
I've heard of it. I cannot say that I've eaten it, but I have heard about it.
Okay. If you are... And I don't know what resources in terms of, you know, regional resources you have. But if you ever get past maybe a West Indian grocer or a food bazaar, they carry them.
Yeah, we have those. Yes, uh-huh.
So if you get by one of those, and it has the think mango when you feel it, you know, because it should be, you know, easy to ply a bit. You know what I mean? Pick yourself up one and you know, peel them and eat them. You know, it's a fruit that is supposed to have a lot of nutrients and a lot of cancer nutrients in the fruit.
Okay. So is it like, what does it look like?
It looks like a big avocado with little bumps on it.
Okay.
Asian stores, yes, H Mart has it as well. They carry them. But
yeah,
see what happens is what happens is they sell out so fast, you know.
Okay.
And they can range anywhere from, just to give you some warning, from anywhere from $8 to maybe $11 a pound.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
But the properties for them are quite amazing.
And what are they called again?
Soursop fruit. It's soursop. S-O-U-R-S-O-P. But it's,
okay,
yeah, they also have the tea and things like that, but there's nothing more potent than the actual fruit itself.
Than the actual. Yeah, we have some West Indian food marts right here in my neighborhood and juicers and stuff, so I will definitely check that out. You know, I'll give it a try. I am the world's pickiest eater, but I will... No, I'll try it out. Is it like
a grapefruit type or more like an apple consistency
The best way to describe it is it's more like a mango vibe. It's green. It's green in appearance. It looks like a big avocado with little bumps on it. It's not attractive to look at, but it is sweet when you bite into it. If it's sweet.
Cutting it and eating the inside, not the skin. So I'm not biting into it like an apple.
No.
Okay.
You're cutting it and eating the inside.
Okay. Well, let me just let you know this. If I do grab one, I will be calling you like, all right, I got it. How am I supposed to eat this?
And make sure if you pick one, you know, like when you pick an, do you like avocado?
No.
Okay.
No. Did I say that too fast? No. I have a thing. You know what it is? I've discovered it. I have a thing with textures. So certain textures I do not like. Like, I don't like eggs because I don't like the texture. I don't like the soft, the mushy foods.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm trying to kind of give you an analogy of what, when you go to pick one, what it should feel like. So you know how, do you like pears?
I do.
Okay, so you know how when you go to pick a pear, if it's hard like that, you can ripen any fruit. The idea is to get fruit that's in season, but you can kind of old school ripen any fruit by taking it and putting it in the dark when you get it at home, or a paper bag, and setting it in the dark for a couple of days, and it'll ripen. So have the same mindset when you're picking the soursop. You know, hug it, you know, feel it, try to see if you can knead it with your fingers, and then if it's soft, it's ready to go. If it's hard, sit it out in the dark and, go from there.
Okay, so the objective... Right, the objective is to have it soft, because I would be more inclined to eat it if it was, like, firm and crunchy and crispy, so.
No firm, crunchy, crispy. Soften it a bit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and Poppy, that's true. If you have your soursop and your sea moss, and if you're making your own sea moss, here's the perfect blend of stuff to get. You get your soursop, get your nice in-season soursop. You get that sea moss and bladderwrack combination, and you have gotten all 102 minerals that your body requires, and then the soursop serves as your booster. And, they're making that soursop juice. You can juice it. You can do all kinds of beautiful things to it as well. And yes, you want to eat it. You want it like an ass, too firm, no bueno, too squishy.
Oh my God, you must be reading comments.
Yes, Ms. BJ's comments.
Oh my God. I was reading it not knowing where the punchline was. And then when I got through, I was like, oh my God, like an ass.
Okay, I will check out the comments when I get off the line, because I'm on my phone. Yes. Okay. All right, I will definitely check that out.
But, Queen, been knowing you for some time now. I wish you the I wish you all the joy your heart can hold and then some. I wish you the happiest and prosperous new year. Definitely.
You know, that means a lot. I really do thank you. And Lord knows I really do. And I keep saying that I miss you guys so much. Like, so much has just changed with everything that I've gone through. And then, you know, the COVID outbreak, it's just a whole new world. And I am really, and the social person that I am has kind of been stifled, you know, and that's killing me, you know, so to speak, more than, you know, worrying about the variant is weighing heavy. Let me not get that wrong, but just the social aspect, because that's what I love to do. I mean, like, I have not been able to do that.
Right.
It's going to get better. Yeah. It's got to get better.
Well, yeah, it is. It's inevitably going to get better when we have, well, okay, yes, it will get better. I'm going to leave that right there. I'm going to start the new year off. Try not to volunteer too much information.
I hear you.
It has to. It has to. It's affect when it starts to affect the bottom line again. Because I don't think we're going to be shut down like we were before. Because it affects too many bottom lines.
The economy. They would rather see us die than to see us fly.
Right.
Yeah.
So
we're going to be making the matrix type adjustments, but they're not shutting it down like it did before. They're not losing any more of their corporate dollar. Trust me.
No, that's right.
I hear that.
So what that means is we have to be a lot smarter about our own health, because that means they'll put us in compromising situations for their dollar, and we have to be a lot more smart. I think they understand right now that the workers have the power. So how we use the power, or how are you going to, or is your brain the proverbial scrubbed, washed completely? Because right now, anybody working has the power.
You know, that's right.
You said.
All right. Yeah. Well, love to all. I'm going to finish. I'm tackling my hair, and that's a project because that's just not my ministry. So I'm going to continue listening to you guys and chuckling along the way. Give Mo a big hug and kiss from me, and tell her I said, you know, I'm still waiting on my poster, picture, something, so I could finish my decor. And Devon, I'm going to need you to continue to bless us with your smooth and silkiness from the basement. I'm not even going to press you in 2022 about coming out the basement, because this variant is crazy. So, you know, what I'm going to say is, you know, come to the front yard for a little bit, get a little air, go back, you know, do it in stages. I'm not even going to say come out, you know, stay out, just, you know. Just pop your head up every so often, get a little air, go on back in.
Yeah, I'll stay.
All right, give Cheryl a big hug and kiss from me as well. And maybe in 2022 we'll link up and break bread or something. Somebody going to crack a mic, something.
That would be so great. And I will.
That would be excellent. Community. I'm like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, can somebody just grab a mic and sit behind a keyboard and just do the ABCs for me, like something, but you got to be in key now. Don't be messing it up, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I will keep it silky smooth for you.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Nothing but love for you.
All right.
Nothing but love.
Love you all.
Love you. So there was something else. How could you not? Oh, this is what I was gonna say. So I just took a glance at my Facebook page, where the show, this show, is airing. And there are comments there. People have been watching and following along, and I keep saying that I can't see your comments while I'm doing the show because I need to focus on that, you know?
Y'all got to go over to YouTube page if you want to see the comments at WJBR Internet Radio, the Facebook fans.
Exactly. And so what I did this time was I tried to meticulously copy the live stream to each comment, the legendary Sarah Dash, who I miss dearly, her nephew, is commenting on my page. I have some other friends that have been commenting on my page. One of my friends who had brunch with me yesterday was like, oh, and I love your show. And I was like, you watch? Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, so you're silent. You watch silently. Yeah. I said, oh, so could you at least comment so at least once so I could know that you're there? That'd be cool. Oh, yeah. She's watching on Facebook. I'm glad you're watching, though. I see you. And I love you. But if everyone could please go to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio, subscribe, like, and subscribe, and hit that bell. There's a little bell.
Is there any way that when the show starts specifically on your page that the YouTube piece pops up as opposed to it being live on actual Facebook?
You know, I tried that at one point. And it became messy. It became like a double, and then you would hear the echo of it or something. It became weird. Misty says you got to reset notifications if you have an iPhone. So I'm not, sure about, what that means, but if you have an iPhone. I used to just repost but Facebook will take that down too whenever I start playing things that they don't understand we have license to play.
It doesn't help.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't help, so I might as well just send people directly to YouTube.
Tubulous.
Yeah, so. YouTube, you rock. You rock for this, That's all I can say. I don't know what's up. And it seems like the only artist, though, that is an issue. How about that? Let's have people make a resolution to move from Facebook people to YouTube for 2022 on WJBR Internet. I don't want to stop broadcasting on YouTube, on Facebook until nobody's watching on Facebook anymore. Now I hear myself. But it's good to know that it's still showing because I got something from Universal. They blocked me saying that something I played. Whatever. I can't be bothered with that. So everybody just please move over to WJBR Internet Radio on YouTube. If you enjoy the show, which I'm sure you do, how could you not? You got all of us. And we're just dope. And join our family here in the chat. You may enjoy listening to Resi Poo and watching Resi Poo with the eyes. Her eyes, whatever. Whatever.
She's the worst.
Or you may enjoy me. Who knows? Not that I could blame you, really. I mean,
a la Scorpio.
You know, that's right. But if you come to YouTube, you become one of the chatterboxes, which is dope. I mean, like, and then also the comments that you make more than likely will end up being a part of the show. And we love that. It's actually one of the most fun and funniest and interesting and intriguing parts of the show, because you never know what you're going to get. Chatterboxes are like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
Yes, and we read them live because they are integrated. They are an integrated and persistent part of the show, which is my favorite part, you know, the chatterboxes and their opinions and how they talk to one another offside.
Exactly. They have whole conversations that have nothing to do with what Rez and I are talking about sometimes. They just go and they just talk about whatever. Or sometimes they band together to humiliate me. It's just good times for everybody. That's what's up, man. Basement dwellers, chatterboxes. You know, I love you. Y'all are so special, man. I love you all to pieces, and that's what's up. And Miss DJ says, yes, we are persistent. I have to hold it down for LaVon today because she is MIA. Absolutely, absolutely. You know,
I hope she shook a tail feather maybe last night and decided to take it in.
Exactly, exactly. You know, hopefully she did something so fantabulous last night that she was like, yo, I'll catch the show later because, you know.
I'm tired too, man,
you know. But what was the other thing? What was something else? Were you going to say something, Rez?
Yeah, you know, I'm just looking at, you know, I like to, like, surf the newsreel sometimes because, you know, again, I got this from Charlemagne because he, you know, he believes that there's some really sick folk in the world, and what makes news or what people spend time wasting ink on, you know, like, and people's reactions to things is kind of, it just gets me out of my own thought bubble. How about that? So there was this woman in Chicago that quarantined herself for 3 hours in a bathroom on an airplane. She quarantined herself for 3 hours
in an airplane bathroom.
Airplane bathroom after she tested positive. She quarantined herself.
Wait, okay. So when did she realize she was positive? First of all, other people got to use that bathroom. That ain't your private bathroom. I thought sis was hanging out in her own bathroom because she got kids in there. I don't know why you would do that, but I appreciate the thought. I appreciate the sentiment.
But you do?
The sentiment of trying to quarantine yourself and not get other people sick. However, don't get on the fucking plane.
Yeah, I don't know how Karen got on the plane to begin with.
Why are you on the plane?
Then to hold, you know, you ain't supposed to be on the plane positive. How about that? Allegedly. So there's a whole bunch of what they call it, tomfuckery going on.
Why is it that every time you say allegedly, it sounds so sarcastic?
It is. It is.
It is. It's like, what is the definition of sarcasm?
Allegedly.
Therese saying allegedly. Not when I say it, it doesn't sound sarcastic to me anyway. Allegedly, well, such and such happened. Or
use the word for legal purposes. You know, when you do broadcast, you use the word allegedly because if it's any part and true, you don't want anybody saying that you said anything that, you know.
Somebody asked an interesting question that has nothing to do with nothing, but I will put it out there.
What's it?
Would you kick someone out of your house for being rude to your dog or cat?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it depends on how you define rude, too.
Right. Don't physically try to harm my pet, my family. That's because, you know, your dog or your cat, that's your baby.
Right. It depends on what you know about your baby. Like, I know my Bravy is a love whore. I do know that.
Right.
And I do know that he has a tendency to jump up on people.
Right.
You know, like, he likes to be hugged and loved. He is completely, completely,
hug,
like, he thinks everybody that comes here is for him.
Ah, he's a hug bug.
Huh?
He's a hug bug.
He's a hug bug. He loves, loves, loves it. His tail is wagging all the way. He's just super excited. Like, the doorbell, they're here for me. They're here for me. Mommies, mommies, get up. So it's like, okay. But in trying to get, we're trying to retrain him to not jump on people. But he does. He gets just too excited. And he just, and if you're not a pet lover, or you just don't want a dog jumping on you, you know. So I say that to say, know thy pet. Now, everybody that, you know, of course, comes here, they know Brave. You know, they know who he is. There, we don't have any people that come here that don't know Brave. So, you know, that probably would be a hard thing to say. So I'm imagining that it would be somebody that you don't know well that would come into your house that would treat your pets unkindly. But the idea that if they are doing that and it's, and you don't have an unruly pet, because I also do know the flip side to that. I know some pet parents that think everybody loves their pet or everybody loves dogs or cats, and that ain't it, you know. That just ain't it, you know. We can't take pets everywhere just because they're, oh, this is such and such. You have to accept him too. No, you don't. And I'm a pet parent. I say that. No, you don't. Don't come to my house with your 5,000-pound mastiff talking about. No. I mean, I can love your dog from afar, but I'm not always going to be welcoming, you know, just because he's your dog. I think there's a pet etiquette that needs to go along with ownership too, you know. Like, I also think that if I'm walking my dog, just don't come over and have your dog, you know, like doing the meet and greet thing, you know, because you, because people seldom, like, Bravey's a little guy. I don't want him like meeting and greeting with somebody's pit bull because they're both dogs and you're in the dog park. No, I don't like that part. I like, you know, like if Brave sees doggies, you know, if they're the same size, okay. But I don't want a big motherfucking dog, you know, like because you go, oh, no, you know, and you're doing the tug of war thing. And I don't like that. I've seen too many near misses.
What do you mean tug of war? Like people,
you know, I've seen in dog parks, and, you know, I have one up the street from me, you know, where people with larger animals have to be aware that little guys are going to do their little dog show, right? So when I'm walking Brave, I have him on a leash, first of all. I don't let him run free in the dog park. I don't, because other dogs are in there, and it's harder to bend over and grab him up, you know. I just prefer to keep him on a leash. But at the end, but when you have a pit or you have a dog that's a substantial size, Brave is a small Havanese. You know, I'm just using him as an example, but I've seen like Chihuahuas and what do you call those hot dogs, Dachshunds, just smaller dogs, poodles and Yorkies. They're in the dog park. And the parents of a Great Dane or the parents of a Shepherd or the parents of a pit bull even are letting them play, you know, in a space that way with dogs that you don't know. And I've seen some near misses, you know, because of it. You know, a pit bull is, you know, like, I'm not saying they're aggressive. I'm saying that a lot of times they're groomed to be. But they're not, you know, organically aggressive. Like, I don't think dogs are, but you know, but you're not tossing around my poodle either, you know. That's just the way I feel about it. And I think that the dog owners need to be more conscious of the fact that when you're in a dog park, you know, everybody's play may not be the same, you know. It just may not be the same. So you just have to, I don't like Brady playing with big boys, because, you know, they get rough, and he's, you know, I don't want him being nicked, you know, and I've seen that. You hear it all the time, the dog's crying in the dog park, and it's like, that's because it's too much, and then the owners don't react in a way that's appropriate for me. I'm like, get your dog. You know your dog likes to chase other dogs. Get your fucking dog, you know?
Yeah.
You make us not like your dog because you can't manage him. It has nothing to do with the dog, everything to do with the owner. So that's it. That's my doggy rant for the day.
Therese says, did you see this comment?
Which one?
Someone came over to visit, and she picked up my cat and girlfriend, and put her in the oven. It must have been her. It must have been picked up the cat and put the cat in the oven. No, she didn't turn on the stove. My girlfriend had her on her back in 2.0 seconds. How in the fuck are you going to come to someone's house, pick up their cat, and put the cat in the oven? Nah, see, I would hate to think I even have a friend that would do some shit like that.
Wait a minute. She picked up the cat. She came to someone else's house and she picked up the cat and put the cat in the oven?
Right.
Was that supposed to be a joke?
I don't have nobody in my life that would do that shit. But I tell you what, the girlfriend slammed her on the floor and had her on the floor and whatever, and I separated them and dragged her ass out of my house. She would not come back in.
Because, you know, sometimes when people are getting ready to cook, they don't open the oven before they turn it on. Like, why the... Yeah, listen, yeah, she probably would have been dropkicked
a
few times. A
pretty crazy chick. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not all, yeah, and I agree with you, Pop. Not all adults can play in the same playing ground. So I don't, you know, I don't... Mm-mm. I think your dogs, and I don't like the reference with dogs and children, but you know there's big bullies in the playground just like in dog parks, and then there's owners that don't make sense. It's usually the owners, you know, that kind of don't see their child for what their child is, or just don't have any boundaries with their child, or walk them off leash. Sometimes there's that. And, you know, and you think that when they run up to the person, you know, it's supposed to be okay. Sometimes I'm not in the mood to have dogs jump on me, not even my own. So, like, get your dog, miss. Get your dog. Cats, you don't have that issue with, because cats are shady. Cats are not going to. I don't require your interaction, human. Goodbye.
Oh, my God. I love cats. I really do. I do. I mean, I don't know why I love them so much, but I do. And they could give less than a fuck about me or anybody else.
Facts.
Unless they want me, their servant, to pet them.
Yeah. And then it's pet right here. Okay, that's enough.
Yep. 'Cause if you don't stop, I'm going to bite your ass. I'm going to scratch you. I'm going to make you sorry that you didn't follow directions the way I needed you to. Rub me the right way, bitch.
And no means no for cats. You know, like, let me tell you something. Mo was starting to tell. I do believe that, God rest her soul, our cat, Miss Kitty, when she had enough, she had enough. And Mo was always testing the boundaries with her. Like, she would start these stories, and Kitty would be like, just sitting there, chilling. And all of a sudden, Mo's going to start talking to me about a former cat she owned. And, you know, Miss Kitty's very possessive. She was like, she said, all right, I done told you one time that I am the cock of the walk. Stop talking about that other cat bitch you had. So Mo's getting into this story again, and all of a sudden, Kitty walks over to her and just pops her. Pop! Hush! I kid you not.
Ah.
She was like, I was like, see, you talking about the cat again. And this is like, she did this once. We thought it was a fluke. It happened again. We knew it was not a fluke. She hit her that time and then jumped off the bed and ran.
That is funny.
I was like, okay, she does not want you talking about Mulatto. It's just not going to work for her.
That is funny.
Yes, Kitty was a calico. That was perfect.
Yo, guess
hey.
What?
Hey, Gina Breedlove. What's cracking?
Beautiful Gina Breedlove.
The beautiful Gina Breedlove.
Yep. I know. I sent her a message a couple of months ago. Things have been so crazy, saying that we need to have her back on the show, and we do. So we will. We
Medicine Woman.
Her
Happy
voice.
New Year.
Her voice. Her energy.
Siobhan, at it again.
No, I'm just saying. Her energy is just so fluid, like, and then her voice,
like sound.
Oh my God! And the logic. She's smart. She's compassionate. You can feel.
Surrounds her firms are fully packed.
Yo, Tina Breedlove.
Yes.
And look, she said loves. That means the both
plural.
Of us.
That's plural.
That
yes.
That means me, too.
Yes.
That means me.
And Happy New Year, and something's transferred over to the New Year.
See, she can't stand you, right?
Oh, hey, love. Hey, love.
Oh, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, all. And look at that picture. I wish I could blow that picture
family.
Up of
Which
Gina.
One?
The picture.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That's when the mane was big and wild and free. I love that, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, she wears two great. Her hair is great short and great long.
Yeah, I only have seen her with the short hair,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely devastatingly beautiful on her. Yep.
A moment of silence, shall we?
Yo.
Oh, great things are happening, man. Just great things are happening. So, moment of silence for great things. That's how we're going to say that, okay? Oh, Misty, and did you can't even close the door behind it as a rep? I don't understand that, Elisa. What are you saying?
Let me take you to the water.
Hey!
Let her carry all your dreams. Lift you up, you will be me. If you've been thinking you're not worth the time, change your mind. There is pleasure in the water. If you're seeking, you will find. Of your breath living inside mine, and let her carry all your dreams. Lift you up, you will believe. If you've been thinking your love worth the time, change your. You can't manage what you can't measure. Come on, surrender to this bliss. All this, I am following the one. I am following the one who lives. Who lives. That,
y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Gina Breedlove. Yo, if you want some dopeness, some sound healing for your soul, for your spirit, some listening pleasure, find you some Gina Breedlove music. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that not healing? Yes, did that yes. not do something for your spirit? Made me yes. want to wake up.
Yes, yes.
There
yes.
she is.
Hey, what's happening, fam? I really didn't know.
That's because you didn't listen to the last one, man. I said, no, I don't think we're going to have one. And then Pop said, no. Oh, that was a behind the scenes thing. Y'all wouldn't know that. But I did say we were going to have a show. We'd see you on set. I don't know what happened, but I'm glad you're here. And we were talking about you earlier because Misty J felt like she had to hold it down by herself because you weren't here.
I thought that maybe you went out and had some festivities and decided to do your life, you know, get your own entire life for the new year, LaVon. It's okay, though. But can I say this, though? Because something is amazing. Speaking of sound healing and all that good shit that we need for our souls, like, we get a chance to reset, y'all. We get a chance to do some transition shit.
Yes.
Okay, so there is this company. It's called Sumana Soul Sanctuary. And I'll say that again. It's Sumana Soul Sanctuary. And they're launching a woman's womb wisdom retreat. It's in, well, the healing is feminine, divine, ancestral, and sexual trauma. Okay? Now, you'd be surprised, or maybe not, how many of us have survived sexual trauma. But it's in March 24th through the 30th in 2022 in Tulum. And, you know, they'll be hosting, you know, a whole bunch of practitioners, if that's the right word to use. That's my word. That may not be their word. But they're hosting internationally renowned medicine women, grief healers, doulas, healers, indigenous shaman, and, you know, all of the above. So what I would do, if you are interested, and I'm going to have more information.
You know what to do.
Thank
have
you.
The information and the flyer, if there's anything visual, even if
yes.
it's a little video clip or whatever, send it to me yeah. early and we will be able to, you know, do a nice little promo for it.
Yes.
And speaking of, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's like 7 days and six nights of accommodations, and it's,
nice.
And it's in the Tulum jungle. So I need to see if I can get my ass over there because this would be amazing. This will be amazing. I'm going to actually see if we can get Shannon Amos back on the show to discuss this and answer questions and all that good stuff, you know. Yeah, because this is too good to not share on a broader scale and give it more time. But meanwhile, we can post what she sent me on our page because you can click into it and have a walk away for now until we can get her on the show. I know she's super busy, but we're super busy.
Yeah. And LaVon, that's because that portion of the show is over. Whenever that countdown comes up, that's the end of the telephone calls. But Happy New Year to you.
Yes.
We love you. We miss you. Also, just an FYI, breaking news. This just, we were just informed that Saturday, Mr. Gary Houston will be joining us.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I, for one, am very excited about that. And I think we are.
And I think he said no questions are barred. Ooh.
Ooh.
Nice.
No questions and a bar. I hope he's bringing some liquor.
No, I'm saying no questions we can't answer. Like, we can ask him all about his NBA days and everything, you know.
I know. I'm just teasing. I don't drink. Y'all know that. I didn't even drink last night, and I was up until 3:30. Anywho.
I drink.
Yeah.
I participate in some adult beverages, honey, when I do.
I want to thank everybody for last year. Y'all helped. Me, I can only speak for me. Y'all helped me to get through the year. It wasn't easy. And y'all stuck with us and just means the world to me. And we've grown. We continue to grow. Thank you for everyone listening on the podcast. Thank you for everybody in every country that's listening. Thank you even for those of you on the other side of goodness that listen to whatever the hell you listen for, prayerfully bring the body and the mind shall follow. We wish you nothing but joy and love and happiness. And when you're happy, you can't be angry and ignorant. You know what I'm saying?
Can't be.
Yeah.
Peace. Shouldn't be.
Right. Peace, love, and joy to everybody. That's what we want.
Yes, yes. All of that good stuff. Happy beginnings. Happy reset. And, you know, let's just make sure that we do it healthy and strong and, you know, and shift some things that we want to see and start being the change that we want to see in the world.
Absolutely. And to everyone who lost somebody in 2021 and prior to that, our sincere condolences. Hold your loved ones in your heart. For those of you who went through it, got through it, we stay prayerful that you don't have to go through that thing again, and that 2022 is an amazingly wonderful, fruitful time for you. And yeah.
Remember, we the people hold the power.
That's
take
right.
Your power back. Operation, take your power back and make sure you take care of yourself.
And with that, that's the bell.
Can you hear that?
Yes, I can hear that.
Shoot, sorry.
No, that's fine. I like it. It's pretty. And with that, enjoy. We will see you Wednesday. And I might do some pop-ups later on today after my nap. Have a good one. Thank you for watching.
Peace.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And it's only one, not two. No year.
Your peace, world. It's your love, King of R&B, Raheem Devon, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. Keep the lock right here.
Hey, it's your girl, Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
You're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese playing My Kind of Music.
I know she's watching in the background.
Well, hi, Mom. How you doing? What's your mama's name?
Juanita.
Juanita, you know I love you. No matter what you do, and I hope you understand me, every word I say is true, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 oh.
That's for Juanita, yeah.
She's going to be floating today. Floating today.
When I come to town, I know she's going to have, can she cook? Mama cook?
She can cook. Oh, yeah.
Oh, when I come to town now, you know, I'm going to look for them greens and cornbread. Yeah.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner to rest. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. Yeah. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
I wanted to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Shaka Khanaka. All right, thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Javon, yeah, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise not to tell them which way you went, but they're coming for you.
time. So,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
well,
you.
Thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just use it.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr.
Ooh.
Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.